Hey, welcome to the Vineyard, everybody. Welcome to those of you joining us online, whatever place or space you're watching us from. My name is Kevin. I'm one of the pastors. And look, let me speak to the online folks for just a moment that at the end of the service today, we're going to be taking communion together. And so look, you may want to find some toast, some crackers, some bread, some coffee, some juice, some water, whatever. And maybe want to get that around because we want to take communion together as one Vineyard family. So 1 year ago this week, our lives changed forever. I remember it was Thursday of the week, and I was out playing golf with my brothers. Every year, three of my brothers fly down to Miami, and we have a golf weekend, and we turn our phones off when we play golf. We don't want to be communicating with anything. We just want to just get away from everything. But I remember we played golf all day. We got home that night, and my wife, Debbie, said, hey, this COVID thing is becoming pretty serious, and you know, I didn't think that much about it. That was Thursday, Friday. Then played golf again all day. Turns our phones off all day. We get back home, and my wife, Debbie, said, hey, you got to turn on the news. And that Friday, everything began shutting down. You remember? Gyms closed, restaurants closed, every public space closed. And I'll never forget standing in my house, shooting a video on my iPhone to y'all, saying, out of an abundance of caution, and for the safety of everyone involved, we will not be having in-person services this weekend, but we will be having online services only. Never dreaming that we wouldn't have in-person services again for over 222 days. I mean, if you would have told me that would have happened, I would have said, "What you been smoking?" It's been a crazy year, and here it is, the kind of the 1 year anniversary. And so here we are, 1 year later. Now things are a little bit better. Right? I mean, 20% of the adult population has gotten at least one vaccine. Infection rates, hospitalization rates are declining, dropping, which is good. But there's still a ton of uncertainty about the future, right? I mean, are the vaccines going to be safe? And it's not just COVID. It's all kinds of things. Like, it's the economy. Gas prices are going higher and home prices are going through the roof. And will my kids ever go back to school? And what has been the effect of this academic year where they weren't in school long term? And will I ever be able to lose the weight I gained during COVID? The COVID-15, or maybe the COVID-30. But here's one. Here's the big question. Will the royal family be able to survive the Oprah interview? I mean, that's the question. That's what everybody wants to know. But look, even if there had never been a COVID-19, we'd still have fears we wrestled with, because COVID didn't bring fear into the world. It just added to the list. And if you're in this room today, you're joining me online today, and if you've got any stress in your life, especially with what the future might hold, you've come to the right place today. Because this weekend, we're continuing our series called 23andMe. We are in part 10 of our series. The next weekend, we wrap up our series. Now, we are looking at the most famous chapter in the Bible, Psalm 23. It's only 6 verses long, but the 6 verses are packed full with so much about God's goodness and faithfulness to you and me. That's what we're calling it, 23andMe. And Psalm 23, you've probably heard it before. Even if you've never been to church before, you've probably heard it someplace. Goes like this. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a banquet for me in front of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Now we get to this verse we're going to look at today. So I want us to read this next verse out loud together with great 10:30 enthusiasm. I want to hear you in this room. I want to hear you online. Okay, ready? Here we go. Ready? Out loud together. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Now, I love that verse. I just love that verse because it gives me and gives you such confidence about our future, because God's goodness and God's mercy are going to follow us all the days of our life. So let me unpack this a little bit today. And here's what I believe about today's message. I believe some of you are going to be set free today. I believe because of what we're going to be talking about and the things we're going to be covering today, I believe that some of you are going to be set free today. So you ready? I know we lost an hour of sleep, but I know you're good. You're good. All right. You're good. I know you're good. You're good. You're good. So look, online. Look, if you're ready, I want you to put in the chat. I'm ready. I was born ready. So because we're ready. So here we go. Look. Here's what I believe. That there have been some things that have been holding you back. Some fears, some uncertainties, some anxieties, some worries. And you feel like they've been chasing after you. But what's really been chasing after you is the goodness and mercy of God. And if we can get beyond that chasing after, we can really see what's really chasing after us is going to make all the difference in the world. So I'd love for you to locate something for me. If you could locate an outline. Now, here's how you find the outline. You find it on our Miami Vineyard app. And so you might notice on screen, there's a QR code coming up. If you're joining us online, your host can tell you to find that. If you're here in the room, you can just scan the QR code or the seat backs in front of you. You scan the QR code, you go to your app store, you can download our Miami Vineyard app. On the app is everything you need to know about this place. It has an outline in English and Espanol right there on the app. You can take notes right there on the app if you'd like. So today, I'm going to give you two things, just two things. So these two things are going to help me live my life fully and fearlessly, without a worry about the future, fully and fearlessly. Here we go. Here's number one, if you're taking notes. Here's why I can live my life fully and fearlessly and confidently. Here's number one, because God's goodness is watching over me. God's goodness. The Bible says, surely goodness, Psalm 23, surely goodness will follow me all the days of my life. Do you realize that God is always watching over you? You realize that? He's always watching over you. He's always paying attention to you. Now, I know for some of you that doesn't always sound real positive because you think your idea of God is like a traffic cop. And he's just waiting to just hide around the corner and just give you a ticket. And you were raised with this idea of God. You better watch out. Hey, be careful. God's watching you. Mucho cuidado. God's watching you. You were raised with that idea of God, that's the way you think God is watching you. Now, he's watching you, but he's not watching you to give you a ticket. He's watching you because he loves you, because his goodness and mercy is chasing after you. But some of you are going, well, Pastor Kevin, Pastor Kevin, there are over 7 billion people on this planet. How could God possibly be paying attention to me when there's 7 billion people on the planet? You know why? Because he's God. He's God. He can do that. He's not me. He's not you. I can barely pay attention to myself, much less anybody else, but God can. God can pay attention to all 7 billion people. There's never been a moment of your life that God isn't watching you. And he knows all about you. He knows every detail of your life. Do you know the Bible says that God has every hair on your head numbered? You know, for some of you, that's not real difficult. But you know what else? You know what else is true? He also knows their true color. Yeah, God does. He knows everything. He knows your plans. He knows when your plans didn't go the way you intended them to go. He knows the highs and the lows, the good and the bad, the ups and the downs. And here's something we don't often think about. Do you realize this? That God is protecting you. Look at this verse. Psalm 145 says, the Lord watches over all who love him. See, we don't think about this because we don't see it. We don't see the thousands of times where this God has protected us from tragedy, from some accident, from something, from some stupid decision that we wanted to make that we didn't make, which was, thank God. We don't realize the thousands and thousands of times that God has been protecting us. He's watching over you because he loves you. It's all about the goodness of God. So let me go back to verse 6 for just a moment. Surely the goodness will follow me all the days of my life. So what does that mean? Well, let me begin with what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that only good things will happen to you. I mean, if this past year has taught us anything, it's taught us that. There are a lot of bad things that happen. There are a lot of disappointments that happen. Some of you, Some of you lost a loved one this past year. And can I just say to you, whether it was related to COVID or not, can I just say to you, if you lost a loved one this past year, I am so sorry. Because I know the pain of that as I'm talking today is so real. The ache is just real inside. And I'm so sorry if you lost a loved one this past year. But some of you, it may not have been a loss of a person. You might experience loss of a health issue. Maybe a loss of a relational issue. Maybe a financial loss. Maybe a job loss. So when this verse says, surely goodness will follow me all the days of my life, it does not mean that only good things are going to happen to me. You know this. In fact, if we said this, that only good things are going to happen to me, we'd be living in a state of denial. Because we know it's not reality. We know that bad things happen. We know that. So this can't mean that only good things are going to happen to me. Okay, we know that that's not the reality. Jesus said it like this. He said, in this world, you will have trouble. Jesus said that. He said, this is earth. This is in heaven. This is earth. On earth, bad things happen. So it can't possibly mean that only good things are going to happen to me. So what does it mean? Here's what it means. When this verse says, surely God's goodness will follow me all the days of my life, here's what it means. That God will ensure that good will come out of everything that happens to me. That's what it means. That God will ensure that good will come out of everything. That's the promise. Now, as I said, not everything that happens to us is good. Cancer is not good. Disease is not good. Injustice is not good. Racism is not good. But only God can bring something good out of bad. Only God can do that. And God will. Now, look, we cannot control everything that happens to us in this life. But I can promise you this. If the Lord is your shepherd, God will always bring good out of it. Always. Always, always, always. Now, you can go, Pastor Kevin. Just wait, just hold on there, preacher boy, for just a second. I've had some bad things happen to me. And Pastor Kevin, I don't see, honestly, I'm just being honest, I don't see any good that's come out of it. I got two words for you. Not yet. Not yet. Look, your life's not over yet. The final chapter has not been written yet. And let me say this, even when your life on planet Earth is over, it's not over. There is another world and there is another life and there is an eternity in heaven. So God, good things, good things, good things, good things. Good things are coming. Not yet, not yet. I love what Romans 8:28 says. It says, for we know that all things. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. For we know, right? We know. We don't guess. We don't hope. We don't wish. We don't wonder. We know. And then notice it says, for those who love him. Now, unfortunately, this promise is not for all 7 billion people on the planet. Now, all 7 billion people are invited into the promise. Every person on the planet is invited to be in this, to subscribe to this. But not everybody subscribes. But this promise is for, if you have said, I want Jesus to be my shepherd. He's our good shepherd. We're a sheep in his flock. We want to be a sheep in his flock. We want him to be our good shepherd. We want to follow him. We want him to be our God. We want to live our lives his way. We want him to be our God, our leader. Okay, if you've said yes to Jesus, then this promise is for you. It's for you. And you can count on the fact that God, he doesn't cause all things, but he causes all things to work together for good. You can count on that. If you're a follower of Jesus, you can live your life fully and fearlessly and confidently because goodness is going to follow you all the days of your life. That's the first one, because goodness is watching over me. Here's number two, if you're taking notes. Here's number two, the second thing this verse says, because God's mercy is working in me. God's goodness is working around me. Mercy is working in me. Notice again, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. So what's mercy? Well, mercy is the name you might have named one of your kids. No, mercy. Mercy. You know what mercy is? Mercy is not getting what I deserve. That's mercy. For example, If you're speeding down the highway, now I know that wouldn't be the case for anybody that's in this service, joining online, none of you. That's for the people who were last night. Okay, I get it. If you're speeding down the highway, and all of a sudden you see a Florida Highway Patrol behind you, lights come on, woo! I wouldn't know what that's like, but my wife, I'm just describing what happened to my wife. I don't think my wife's ever speeded in her life. You're driving down the expressway, lights come on, Florida Highway Patrol pulls you over. You know you're speeding. You know it. You know that ticket's probably going to be a couple hundred dollars. And they come up to your window, and instead of giving you a ticket, they give you a warning. Oh, that's mercy. That's mercy. You were guilty, but you got off. That's mercy. When your credit card payment is late, and you call them up and they waive the late fee, that's mercy. When you bomb your test or your exam and your professor, your teacher says you can get a retest, that's mercy. When I've messed up in any way and someone forgives me and gives me another chance, that's mercy. I don't deserve it. I don't earn it. It simply is given to me. That's mercy. Now, think about your life for just a moment. Just think about all the stuff we've done, all the stuff we've said, all the mean stuff we've said, all the things we posted on social media, all the wrong stuff we've done, all the mistakes we've made, all those times we've been so self-centered and selfish. We deserve consequences for all that stuff. But mercy doesn't give me what I deserve. Mercy gives me what I don't deserve. And we all need mercy. I need mercy. You need mercy. You need much more than me, but we all need mercy. Why? Because we're all imperfect. We all make mistakes. We all sin. We don't always do the right thing. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad this says mercy will follow me all the days of my life? It doesn't say justice. Now look, I know everybody wants justice. Everybody's screaming for justice. And justice is a great thing. But let me tell you, we don't want justice. We want mercy. Mercy. Justice is getting that speeding ticket. That's justice. Mercy is getting a warning. I heard the story of this older woman. This was back in the 19th century. This was back in the days when photography, going back 19th century, right? This is happening over in England. And so you remember photography? Way. You've seen pictures where somebody sits on a stool out here this big camera on a tripod, and a person ducks under a cape to take this picture, this old black and white picture. And so there's this older woman back in England getting a picture taken. And let's just say that she probably was not the most attractive woman in the world. And she's getting her picture taken. And so she's here, and camera guy gets her all positioned, and he comes back to the camera, begins to duck under the cape. And just before he gets under the cape, she says, "Do me justice, young man, do me justice." And the camera guy looks at her and says, "Lady, you don't need justice, you need mercy." Mercy. We all need mercy. I love these words from Psalm 103. By the way, Psalm 103, a lot of the Psalms in the Bible are written by David. So the guy, same guy who wrote Psalm 23 also wrote this Psalm, Psalm 103. Look what it says. Just look at the attributes of God and how merciful he is. He says, "I will not forget the glorious things God does for me. He forgives all my sins. He heals me. He ransoms me from hell. He surrounds me with loving kindness. He fills my life with good things. He is merciful and tender toward those who don't deserve it. He is slow to get angry." Look at the next one. "He never bears a grudge." Aren't you glad for that? Never bears a grudge. But honestly, look, can I just say honestly? I am not sure how many of us believe that. He never bears a grudge. Some of you, because of something you've done in your life, you just can't get past it. And you believe that God can't get past it either. And you believe, you might not have voiced the words, but in the back of your mind, you believe that because of something you did a long time ago, or maybe recently, God is still trying to get even with you for it. that your life is never going to be everything it could be because God is getting even with you for it. Some of you believe that's why your marriage ended, because you didn't deserve a good marriage because of what you've done in the past. God's getting even with you. Some of you believe that's why you can't find a partner today, because God's getting even with you. He's like getting back at you because of something you did. Some of you believe this is why you can never land a good job. And every time you get a good job, it just poof. Some of you believe this is why you can never find a meaningful relationship. You can never get ahead in life. Every time something bad happens, it's God's getting even with me. God's getting even with me. Some of you believe that's why you even got COVID. God's getting even with me. Now, folks, listen. That might be karma, but that's not God. That's not God. We just read, God never bears a grudge. That's not God. And I told you, as we started this message, I told you some of you are going to be set free today. Here it is right here. Some of you are going to be set free right now because God never bears a grudge. Now, are there consequences to our sin? Absolutely. Yes, there's consequences. There's consequences, but it's not as if there's some supernatural force working against you. There is a supernatural force working for you. It's called God's mercy and favor chasing after you. That's what's happening. Not against you, but for you. Notice the rest of this verse, Psalm 103. God has not punished us as we deserve for all our sins. He's not punished us. For his mercy is as great as the height of the heavens. He is like a father to us, tender and sympathetic to those who reverence him. Now, some of you just need to let that sink in a little bit, because that is a truth that is going to set you free. Because if you continue to believe that God's getting back at me, things are going too good. When is the other shoe going to drop? God's getting back at me. If we live our life like this, you know what you're doing? You are sabotaging your own life. You're sabotaging the very blessings God wants to pour into your life because you believe you don't deserve all those. And God wants to bless you. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And what you do is you lock yourself in a self-imposed prison. And the consequences of that are way worse than anything COVID or any other pandemic could ever bring your way, because you just don't believe that you deserve God's goodness and grace and mercy. God never bears a grudge. Surely goodness and mercy will chase after me. And today is your day to be set free. Now, I love the applause. It's like daylight savings time's applause. It's like, it's kind of sleepy applause. I love what's happening here next weekend. Next weekend, not only do we wrap up the series, you cannot miss next weekend. Next week is going to be fantastic. But next weekend, we're having water baptisms here during this service time. We already have a tub of water over here to the side, already set up. We got a tub of water happening right over here. We're having water baptisms next weekend. By the way, it's not too late for you to sign up for this. We still have some spots available. You can get water baptized. If you've made a decision to follow Jesus privately, then what water baptism is saying publicly that I'm a follower of Jesus. And what water baptism, water in the Bible always means cleanliness. It means newness. It means it's fresh. It's a new beginning, a new start. That's what water always means in the Bible. And so what happens is, symbolically, we lower a person into the water and all their sin stays in the water. So depending on how sinful they were, we leave them in the water for that length of time. And so we'll come back and get you tomorrow. And so you're in the water, right? We lower you in the water. We bring you back up out of the water. And it's just a symbolic demonstration of what has happened in our life. That I have been forgiven and I've been set free. And Jesus is my King and Jesus is my Lord. And I'm going to follow him all the days of my life. It is just a powerful time. If you've never been water baptized, you can get water baptized. Here's how you sign up. You go to our app. Like I said, everything's on the app. You go to the app, and on the app, there's a spot where it says baptism. You just click on the baptism. If you're in this room today and you have any questions, there's a baptism table in our lobby. If you're online, you've got any questions, just fill out the baptism form and someone will be in contact with you. We've also put something on our website. You can actually do a baptism at home. Some of you might be wondering, is it safe, you know, in this COVID season, it's safe to get like water baptized? Well, the CDC has said very clearly that this virus cannot live in chlorinated water. And so there's going to be chlorinated water. The virus can't live there. We're going to wipe everything down. So we believe it's completely 100% safe, for those of you who might be wondering. So I want you to hear from somebody in our church family. I want you to hear their baptism experience. Take a look at this.
All right, my name is Scarlett, and change happened here. I came to the church in September, and baptism was in October, and I remember the announcements going on, and I had just started going to church, and I had gone to the Vineyard Connection and also to like little events that you guys were having over here. And when they talked about baptism, my brother, I looked at him and he was like, "Oh, I want to do it. You're in?" And I'm like, "All right, let's do it." When I had first come to church, Pastor Kevin, when he was, you know, giving the service, he really touched me and I started crying and I didn't understand why. And when I went to the night of worship, I started crying again, just listening to the music and seeing everyone so passionate and so in love, and I really wanted that. When we did the classes, they kind of got me into an idea of what baptism was. And then I was kind of afraid because I was like, what if the water's too cold? What if it's too hot? Like, what if, like, I don't know, I make a scene or something? I was just overthinking it. And it's different when you're actually there and you're sitting in the water and they're talking to you and they ask you, what's your name? And it's like, you have to think, my name is Scarlett. And they ask you questions to kind of get you into that moment, and you kind of zone out and you forget that you're in church. You just, like, you're with the person at that moment. And it just happens so fast. But when you come out of the water, you're just like, yeah, I did it. The baptism, it really changed my life because it made me more thankful for what I have. And it made me want other people to experience what I experienced, which was just a lot of love and compassion and something that I really needed at that moment. Ever since baptism, I think I'm more open now when it comes to worship, to like sing and cry. Before, I would just hold everything in and be like, oh, don't look at me. And now it's like, I don't care. This relationship I have with God, you know, with nobody else. And it's kind of like, you know, somebody has your back spiritually, you know it. So you can jump in, do whatever you need to do. If it doesn't work out, it's okay. God has my back.
I love where she says, God's got my back, God's got my back, God's got my back. I mean, it's what we're talking about today, that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Shall follow me. And that word follow, that word is just too benign. A better translation of that word is chase after me, pursue me, follow me, chase after me, pursue me. It's like the picture there. Remember, this is Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Okay, we've been talking about this picture now, this for 10 weeks. The picture, remember the picture, we talked about this in previous weeks, the good shepherd. He's not behind the sheep, he's in front of the sheep, and he's leading the sheep, and come on, follow me, follow me, follow me. But you know, there is something behind the sheep chasing after the sheep. You know what shepherds had? A couple sheepdogs. One is named Goodness, and one is named Mercy, and they're chasing after you. They're gonna follow you wherever you go. Goodness and Mercy, Goodness and Mercy. See, he's got these sheepdogs just following, making you go where you need to go. Some of you are going to name your pets, your next two pets you have, Goodness and Mercy. Unless they're cats. I got a couple other names I can give you for cats. But God's goodness and mercy are chasing after me. Notice, not some of the days of my life, not just on Tuesday, Thursday, and weekends, all the days of my life. I can live fully and fearlessly and confidently knowing that God's goodness and mercy are chasing after me all the days of my life. So I want us to do something together today to celebrate God's goodness and mercy. I want us to take communion together right now. So when you came in the doors today, you should have received one of these little purple cups. If you didn't get one and you're in the room, you can just put a hand up in the air and there's going to be some people going to walk around, make sure you get one. Don't be shy. Just lift a hand. They're going to make sure you get one of these. Online, it's not too late for you to grab some toast, grab some bread, grab some coffee, grab some juice. Not too late online. Go get it. You can join us here in just a second. Be with us. Take communion with us today. We're all one family. We're all one Vineyard family. So let me tell you how to use this. If you're in the room today, you take this clear plastic and pull that back. Expose that white wafer. Don't take it yet. We're going to take it together here in a second. And then pull the purple foil back and you can expose that juice. And we're going to take it here together in a second. You know, we talked about the goodness and the mercy of God. We talked about how it's free. It is free. It's a free gift. It doesn't cost us anything, but do you realize it cost Jesus everything? It cost him his life. The Bible says in Romans 5:8 that God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ, what? Died for us. He gave his life for us. This is what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating the sacrifice that Jesus made. We're remembering the sacrifice Jesus made. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Every time you eat this, you drink this, do this in remembrance of me. We're remembering what Jesus did. We're remembering that we can live fully and fearlessly and confidently, that God no longer bears a grudge, not because of something we've done, but because of what Jesus Christ has done. He paid the price that we should have paid. And so we celebrate that today. So on the night before Jesus went to the cross, he took a loaf of bread. We've got this wafer, this cracker, whatever. He broke it. He said, this represents my body, which is going to be broken for you. He said, take this, eat this in remembrance of me. Let's take this right now. Let's remember Jesus. After the bread, he took a glass of wine. He said, this wine represents a new covenant. What does that mean, a new covenant? A new covenant is a new way of living. It's a new way of living. That we no longer have to live in fear and condemnation and guilt and shame. We can live freely and lightly and forgiven. It's a whole new way of living because of what Jesus Christ was about to do. And he was about to go to the cross and cancel the debt we owed. He said, this represents my blood, which is going to be shed for you. He said, every time you drink this, do this in remembrance of me. Let's take this right now. Let's remember Jesus. And as we continue to pray, for just a moment, God, we, even as you're tasting the juice and we took the bread, it's a way to say, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for paying the price for my sin, for forgiving me, that I can live confidently and face the future confidently, knowing that everything I've ever done and everything I will ever do has been forgiven at the cross of Christ. Jesus, today, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. And so I bless what God is doing in your hearts and lives today. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.